Welcome to the Automate and Grow podcast, brought to you by Cloud Advisory.
Welcome to another episode of Automate and Grow. I'm really, really excited about today's episode. As many people know, I attended the 10X Growth Con hosted by Grant Cardone about a month ago now. And one of the people that I had the pleasure of meeting was a speaker by the name of Naveen Jain. And Naveen really create quite a stir, I think, at that conference, talking about two of his ventures, one which was Moon Express, but the other, which is really, really interesting, called Viome. And thanks to Naveen, I was introduced to Dr. Stephen Berry, who's a part of Viome. So Dr. Berry, I really appreciate you joining me today. I'm excited to get to learn a little bit more about Viome and about yourself.
Michael, I'm happy to be here, happy to meet you, and then, of course, happy to share with your listeners.
So I know you just came back from a long trip, so I appreciate you jumping on and talking to us. We talked a little bit before we started recording, and I was really quite intrigued about your history. And it sounds like you are twice retired, but still working on exciting projects. So maybe you can give a little bit of background first, I guess, about yourself and how you kind of came to be working with Viome. And we can talk maybe more specifically about what Viome is and why it's so exciting.
I'd love to. So, I mean, in simple terms, my life has been just dedicated to how do I provide information for people to improve their health and make the right choices in their health? How do we empower people to do that? And I did that as a physician. I did that in founding a company called Genova Diagnostics, which is a very large clinical diagnostic laboratory. After I retired from that, I went to China and helped the Chinese government implement functional medicine throughout China with about 50 clinics and established another clinical laboratory in China. And that was a great grand 7-year adventure. And when I decided to return back to the United States, I had known about Viome because this was the field that I was most interested in, being a pioneer in the microbiome field. And they knew about me. And when they heard I was coming back, they said, wouldn't you like to join us? And with Naveen's persuasion and the team that he put together and their mission, it was hard to say no. So here I am.
Which is, I think, everybody's probably really thankful for, because there's a lot of excitement about what's going on with Viome. And maybe, I guess, my understanding is probably very rudimentary compared to what you will explain. But I think what's exciting about it is the fact that the basis of Viome, if I understand it, is assessing your gut health and how things that you can do practically to affect your overall health based upon that analysis. Is that a really good layman's summary, or?
You could work for us.
Oh, no, I don't think that's true.
Well, let me start at a higher level, because
sure.
And perhaps this was the level that I think Naveen inspired me and the team to help create the Viome. And this higher level is our mission is to make chronic illness an option within 5 years throughout the world.
Wow.
By that, I mean, we will be able to provide information to people so they can make choices in their lifestyle which will lower or eliminate the risk of getting chronic disease. And the idea is to democratize it so it's available to everybody around the world, where cost will not be an option 5 years from now. So that's our mission. It sounds like a giant, you know, vision. The truth is, it will be obtained. We will be one of a number of companies who will help make that happen.
So at the very basic, your product that has come to market is it testing and diagnostics? Is that how it's kind of like the first part of that?
I wouldn't call it diagnostics.
Okay.
It's testing and recommendations. So maybe I'll give your listeners just a very brief overview of the microbiome.
Sure.
Why it's important, what it is, why it's important, and why we measure it, and why it's very important for them to know.
Perfect.
So the microbiome, when we refer to microbiome, we're talking about all one-celled organisms: bacteria, viruses, phages, parasites, fungi. And they exist throughout the entire planet. They exist in the air, they exist in the water, they exist in the soil. And for example, in the soil, they are what help plants grow or not to grow. So they're a very critical part of the ecosystem, both beneficially and in a negative way. On animals, they live on our bodies, on our skin. They're a key part of why our skin ages or doesn't age rapidly. They live in our eyes, in our nose, in our ears, in our mouth. we are interested in the group that live inside our gastrointestinal tract. And there are actually 40 trillion of them that live there.
Wow.
Many
okay.
more. And there's many more than all the stars in the universe, many more than all the cells in our body.
Really? Okay, so that's interesting.
By a factor of 1,000.
They actually
have more metabolic activity than all the cells in our body. So the gene activity of our cells is 1/100th of the gene activity of our microbiome. So
in fact,
they are extremely powerful, and we have now learned in the past 4 or 5 years the incredible extent that they are implicated in the actual cause of virtually every chronic disease, whether it's Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, diabetes, obesity, autism, depression. They all start in the gut. And you know, that expression, start in the gut, has been around for thousands of years. Hippocrates said all disease starts in the gut.
There
were many all ancient tribes talked about for many products that helped the gut. They didn't know what was happening, but they knew that helped the gut. So it's only been recently, though, through the advance of some modern sequencing equipment that measures the DNA and the RNA expression and identifies all these different bacteria there, microbiome that are there, that we can now establish the correlation of their effect on our health.
So what sort of, is it kind of like every single chronic disease that can be traced back to that? Is that the extent of it? Like it sounds very all-encompassing the way you kind of describe it.
Well, I would use the expression virtually every chronic disease. Now, 5 years ago, we wouldn't have said that.
When
I first started in the field about 35 years ago, we had ideas and implications and thoughts about the relationship to various conditions. But they were, you know, clinically based, and we didn't have any proof, and we didn't understand what was happening. We didn't realize there were 8,000 different species there. We didn't realize that they actually communicate with each other through light signals.
Whoa, okay.
And one species actually tells other species to move over here and communicate back and forth. We didn't know that the gut bacteria produce 90% of our serotonin. Serotonin, you may know, is the hormone for the brain.
Wow.
Right? If you don't have enough, you get depressed.
Right.
It all starts there. So we didn't know that until 4 or 5 years ago. And every week, I see papers that come out, and I go, oh my goodness. I just, no idea that in my wildest dreams that there would be this kind of connection, this kind of impact on the microbiome.
So when you see other papers that maybe, let's go back 15 years, that talk about the same disease, for example, that maybe wasn't attributed to that, are they diagnosing the cause, or are they just diagnosing the effect of experiments? Like, how it seems like, well, it's almost like you could go on one tangent and say this is caused by environmental factors, maybe, but then you're talking like very definitively that this is caused by the microbiome.
Right. So if you go back 15 years, remember, there wasn't a lot of emphasis on trying to find the cause of diseases, right? Because the American medical system, Western medical system, is related to treating symptoms, right? Is a giant industry, and that's their involvement in training a physician. So much emphasis went on just treating a disease. Someone has arthritis, you give them a medication that reduces inflammation, right? You don't give them medication, you don't try to find out why the person has arthritis. That was the past, right? That's now changing. We now know that somebody with arthritis inflammation is being caused from gut activity, from the microbes increasing the inflammatory pathway and causing inflammation in other parts of the body. So that's all new.
Wow. Okay. It's amazing that this is just in the last 5 years that this has dramatic. What has caused this shift? Like, what was there one particular breakthrough that clued people in, or was it just that there was funding behind this research? Or
the shift was the development of next generation technology sequencing machines. Okay. So they were developed as a result of the Human Genome Project.
I was going to ask about that. That's interesting.
12 years ago, right? Now, of course, interesting, the Human Genome Project has, you know, had a lot of hype around it, and
right.
It was an important thing to accomplish, but it has very little impact on healthcare. Very little actionable results have come out of that, and there's some reasons for that, because mainly because the DNA by itself don't do anything. It's only the expression of the DNA. So you, when you measure everything, you have this map, you know, population study of what's there, and maybe you know about some increased risks or decreased risks for certain diseases, but you have no idea what they're actually doing. So that's why the Human Genome Project to date has had very little impact on healthcare. But the impact that it has had is because of that, companies like Illumina, for example, developed these machines, these high-throughput machines, which allowed us to now study the microbiome. Before that, we had a culture. If you remember from science class, maybe you had these little Petri dishes
right.
in biology in high school, and you streaked some on it, and you saw things grow on
yep.
it. Well, that's how we looked at things. Well, we can only identify maybe 30 or 40 different bacteria that way. It wasn't very accurate. But now with these high sequencing, these sequencing machines, we can now identify everything. And then by measuring the RNA, we can identify what they're actually doing.
Amazing. Wow. Okay. So we're in pretty exciting times. And then you've brought it down yes. as a company to like an individual level where instead of someone, like how much would it cost me to get testing with Viome, for example?
Retail price is $399.
As opposed to, this could be something that maybe when it first started might have been $1 million or $10,000, or what's the factor that's been reduced to?
Oh, well, just 2 years ago, it was over $5,000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. So the reduction has been very dramatic. But I think equally important in terms of the cost, now making it accessible to everybody, mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer investment in your health, and we'll talk more about why.
Yeah.
Is that technology allows us to understand what these bacteria, what they're doing. Okay. So we measure something called RNA, which is the expression of the genes. So we now know what metabolites they're producing or not producing. So these are the chemicals that go throughout the body. The bacteria communicate with the brain two ways, through the gut-brain axis, to the vagus nerve, which goes from the intestines up to the brain, and also by chemical signals that go to the brain. So there's a direct communication. Interestingly, Michael, I think you'll enjoy this, and your listeners will enjoy this. It appears that much of the brain's activity is not independent. It's being controlled by the microbiome. I gave you an example of serotonin and depression, right?
Right.
The microbiome determines if you want to eat sugar or not, if you're hungry or not.
Right.
Based on what's there, if you have a preponderance of bacteria that their food is sugar, and they're expressing that desire, they will tell the brain, eat sugar, eat sugar, eat sugar.
Wow, incredible. My eyes are popping at this because I think for me personally, like for a very long time, if I go back about 12, 15 years, I suffered from inexplicable migraines. And my solution to that was I read a book, and I can't remember the exact title, but I think he was from Yale, and the doctor's thesis was that, first of all headaches are migraines. Was this first part of what he said, and the second was that the approach to it was to eliminate foods, so and eliminate triggers. And I think for me it was very impactful because I just went down to zero and then started figuring out what my trigger foods were, and it eliminated headaches from my life. So when you're talking about how even our brain function is related to this and controlled by our gut, I totally, it's almost like validating in my head what I went through to,
And let me give you the connection. So you were sensitive to some foods, okay? When you ate those foods, your bacteria, as it digested them, produced some toxins or macromolecules, which initially irritated the intestinal lining, okay? And we have these tight junctions in the intestines. They became what we call loose, okay? And now it allowed large macromolecules and proteins to pass through. Instead of going through the cell and being filtered, they now can pass directly into the bloodstream.
Oh, wow.
Your body then mounted a antibody attack against it. Created antibodies that mounted an immune attack against it. And then you have the symptoms, in your case, of the migraine.
Interesting.
So if we can heal... The cause was this leaky gut, which might have been caused by taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like, Advil, ibuprofen, antibiotics, et cetera.
Right.
So through a proper diet and rebalancing the microbiome, which Viome helps someone achieve, you now can can seal that leaky gut and eliminate the food allergies that way.
It's interesting you talk about like non-steroidal and anti-inflammatories, because I had a surprise a few years ago personally. Again, I relate it to my personal health because this is what I understand more. Where, you know, I went for insurance testing and they're like, oh, you have a really high liver protein count. And I'm like, wow, I don't drink. I don't, you know, do all these things. But I think what I traced it back to is when I did have migraines, I would take this concoction that I made myself that was like to combat the migraine. So it was like, you know, something that had probably what amounts to Tylenol inside of it, that to relax you, like a muscle relaxer, right? And I think that directly affected what was going on. So it's kind of interesting you say that, how that can create the leaky gut that you're describing, right?
So what's fascinating from a drug company perspective, so this is the most ideal product you could develop, right? Somebody has arthritis and they have joint pain, correct?
Right.
So they get a prescription where they go take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, right? It does in fact reduce the pain. Doesn't solve the problem, you know, it's nothing to do with why this person has it, but it does reduce the pain. Well, amazingly, the non-steroidals also irritate the gut lining cause leaky gut, which is what allows the molecules to come through and perpetuates the inflammation. So you have a drug that reduces the pain, so you don't want to take it, but it ensures the patient not to take it for the rest of their life.
And that's what I was, when I was listening to you describe that, it sounded like this loop that, you know, it's like you said, well, this is the cause, but it's also like a temporary relief, but that's what it sounded like. So you're kind of confirming that. So it's kind of amazing. So what, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so what Vyalev can accomplish,
right,
is by understanding the expression and what's happening in the microbiome, we can recommend specific foods to either eat a lot of superfoods, or to eat a minimal amount of, or a moderate amount of, or to actually avoid completely. That will rebalance the gut flora, increase the diversity. By the way, the more of the 8,000 that you have, the healthier and longer life that you will live. So we want to have the most diverse possible, and we want to have specific ones producing specific things. And the best way to accomplish that is through specific foods.
Interesting.
And really, it's the only way to have a truly personalized, healthy diet. You know, there's all these books out, and you've seen them, I've even written some, the keto diet, and the low-carb diet, the high-carb diet,
sure,
the high-protein diet, on and on and on. Well, it's only effective for some people, and the reason is because everyone's microbiome is different.
Interesting.
And further, interestingly, there is no one, there's no healthy food, per se, for everybody. So broccoli. I mean, 5 years ago, I would have said, everybody should eat broccoli 3 times a day, because of the sulforaphane and other phytochemicals in it. Broccoli is a healthy food, right? You would agree broccoli is healthy food, right?
But, you know, it's weird. I have a weird aversion to broccoli.
You and I think it was President Bush did too, right?
Oh, we're in good company.
Right.
Or maybe not.
But in fact, broccoli is not a healthy food for quite a number of people, because their microbiome mix actually turns the chemicals in it into unhealthy chemicals and increases, for example, the inflammation pathway.
Wow.
Avocado, a healthy fat, right?
Right.
You should have avocado in diets. For many people, avocado at this point in time is not healthy for them at all and should be avoided. So the only way that you learn that is through the evaluation of what's happening in the microbiome, which is what Vyalev does.
Amazing. Okay. So I think, you know, I brought up my aversion to certain things, for example. I'm curious, like, is there any connection between signals that my body might be giving me? Like, I just don't enjoy.
Sure.
Okay. But I mean, what you're doing is very specific. Like, it tells you the answer. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Amazing.
You're in two places. I'm actually interested. Mm. Yeah, look at it. It tells you the answer in a very actionable, personal way, which I think is the key. You know, there's lots of data out there, lots of information about health, things you could do, things you shouldn't do, but only if you can make it simple, understandable, and actionable with both short, medium, and long-term results doesn't make sense.
And then out of this, like, is it too early to tell what the actual impact is on individuals? Like, how many people would have taken this test, for example, through Viome, and what have some of the outcomes been?
I mean, tens of thousands have taken the test. We receive hundreds of testimonials every day from people, and what they report is what we would expect. So, you know, it's one thing for science to say, this is what should happen. That's good, right? Now, what's happening actually clinically? What's happening on the personal level? And fortunately, the two of them are tied together. So people feel short-term-wise right away, more energy, their food sensitivities become less, their inflammation becomes less, if they have autoimmune diseases, they have less flare-ups, if they have irritable bowel syndrome, they have less flare-ups with that. Interestingly, if people are obese, they lose weight.
Hmm.
So this is nothing to do with calories,
right?
Not a weight diet, but you know, obesity is primarily due to inflammation, not through calories. That's why calorie diets don't work for people. So we've had people who've lost 60, 70 pounds, not thinking about calories, just following the foods that make their microbiome produce less inflammation and we call it down-regulate the inflammation pathway.
Wow, that's really interesting. So from a, like, I guess one thing for me is I personally, you mentioned keto, and I think that there's two trends. Like, one is around ketogenic diets, the benefits of those for a large part of the population. And then, you know, one of the proofs of that is they cite, you know, cancer patients are usually put on that to deal with their health. And then the other that's probably related is bulletproof.
For glioblastoma.
For new, right. I think that's kind of like the social proof that a lot of, but it, whether it's, I'm curious of how true that is. Like, so you're saying it's for one particular type of cancer?
The research is on one cancer and it's on people with seizures. There's been good research on that. The rest of the research is not quite definitive in terms of just the general population health.
So in other words, like, you know, I might buy into the social proof that's being marketed out there around keto. I try it. It works for me. But what Viome does to another level is it can either validate that or tell me to go in a different direction or to explain to me why that is.
Well, yes. And it could tell you to go into a different direction temporarily. Okay. So now the basic tenets of, let's say, the keto diet might be healthy. But for you right now, because your microbiome is imbalanced and disordered because of your history,
mm-hmm.
right, of antibiotics and stress and whatever you've done in the past, that for right now, it's not healthy. But getting that back in balance, okay, in 3 months from now, then it very well could be healthy for you.
And I would
so that's the key. How do we personalize it? We can't just say everyone should be on a keto diet.
It would tell me short term, and then you would say I would have to retest.
Then you do a retest, you know, 4 or 5 months later.
And then
the retest is at $199, by the way.
Oh, okay. So it's like you're in a club now.
Right.
I'm in the Viome Club.
Of course. If you want to be. If you want to improve your health, then you join the club.
I think this is a club that people should join.
Well, so, you know, taking my Viome hat off for a second, and as a physician, and knowing about all the things that are available out there, there are very few things that can give the simple, direct information that Viome can provide that will make a difference for someone right away.
And because this has to do with testing and then food, I guess I'm curious, like, the barriers to entry for your market, like switching a little bit to, you know, I'm sure a lot of drugs have to go through testing, right, with the FDA. Where does that sit? I'm kind of curious what that process was like and if there was, like, opposition to it or it was long or...
So we're a wellness company, so we don't diagnose and you don't hear us talk about diseases.
Okay.
So we're just a wellness company. So...
That's much okay. I see.
As you can imagine, the database that we're developing and all the information that we have about all the customers will eventually lead to some incredible insights in terms of how, in the future, how diseases can be intervened with specifically.
I see. So what you're when I sign up for Viome, I provide my test. The feedback that it's coming
it's a very simple stool sample, by the way. It takes, 2 minutes.
Got it. And then what the information that comes back is not related to disease or diagnosis. It's related to optimizing health, which is why you describe it as wellness. So it's like eat this, not that, and this is why.
Right.
Got it.
And it might be prebiotics recommended and probiotics recommended for people, very specific ones. So you and your listeners have heard a lot about probiotics, right?
Right. I was going to ask. Yeah. I think you're a mind reader too, Dr. Barry, because everything I'm thinking you're answering before I answer. So.
There are thousands of probiotic supplements now. It's one of the fastest growing markets in the world, and of course that's due to all this information coming out. But the truth is, people are kind of blind. You look at these formulas, and this one has two. Bacteria. This one has 5, this one has 10, so 15. Nobody has any idea if that's what they need.
Hmm.
If that's the ones that are missing, if that's the ones that are going to increase their diversity, if that's the ones that's going to increase the short chain fatty acid production of butyric acid or something like that. So I have no idea. All these products out there, difficult to understand what someone should take. So Viome addresses that in a very specific level. This is what you need to take. This is what you're missing. This is what you need to take from a probiotic point of view that will increase the right metabolite production. Equally as important is something we call prebiotics, right? These are the foods, the fibers, that feed the bacteria. So you need to be thinking about what kind of food you should be taking. Are there certain foods that are good prebiotic foods? And there are certain supplements as well that are prebiotics. So you have to combine the two of them together. And of course, not take antibiotics and, unless absolutely necessary and, et cetera. By the way, one course of antibiotics disrupts the microbiome for up to 5 years.
Wow, really? That's really interesting. Oh my God. I know that, I take antibiotics very infrequently, but when I do, I know when I need it. And it's usually a specific thing. But you're saying even that, the impact of that is long-term, so it's like, even if I only get sick once every 18 months with something that needs antibiotics, you're saying that could disrupt me for up to 5 years?
Right. And remember, so we're talking about now risk. And what do we do to lower risk or increase risk of chronic disease? So these chronic diseases don't just start overnight. Someone doesn't just wake up with diabetes,
right?
This has been a 15-year process, or maybe even longer. Same with, with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or any of these. They didn't just start, yesterday. So it's a continuous lifetime of doing things that either increase your risk or decrease your risk. And by learning information about what foods you specifically should be eating, you are doing things to reduce your risk over time.
But certainly there's a role or an importance of what antibiotics have accomplished.
Oh, sure.
And so you're not saying that those should not be taken by anybody ever, right?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Cuz I think there's like this there's like this cottage industry of, self-diagnosis where people are like, don't take vaccines and don't take antibiotics, and I'm like, well, are we going back to the Stone Ages? Like, what am I missing?
No, I think what's happened is there's been an overuse of antibiotics, an overprescription of antibiotics, and we now know that maybe 70% of the antibiotics that were prescribed were probably unnecessary.
Wow.
But that sort of leaves the 30% that were very, very important and very life-saving.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
That's over prescription. Yeah. Well, I want to be conscious of your time, and I have so many other questions, but I won't bombard you with them. This has been really fascinating for me, and I know you have a really busy schedule. So, I'm going to ask a couple of things just to wrap up. One would be, I guess, as a final point, like, how do people get in touch with you, or what would you like to see them do to connect with Viome specifically?
Well, we have an ebook available on our website, and I know you'll give a web address that they can go to. And one, learn more information, download the ebook, and of course, also order a test of themselves.
And I think we have a discount for people as well, right? Is that the idea? Terrific. So we'll provide a link in the show notes, and people will be able to get that through the show notes. And then is there anything that we haven't covered that you think is important that we touch on?
I think just so once they purchase a kit, they'll receive they'll receive information on how to activate the kit when they receive it, and they will download a iOS or Android biome app when their results are ready several weeks later after they send the sample back. And we'll see them notice that their results are ready, and then the app talks them through the results and what to do and the meaning and the recommendations. So very user-friendly, artificial intelligence chatbot works with them to understand the results.
Terrific. Now, I usually ask guests this question, and I almost have two other questions I want to ask instead of it. Normally, I ask guests about how they're changing the world, but I think that you're kind of answering that throughout this whole thing, right? And I'll tell you the two things that I was actually going to ask about. One was, I think, ADHD, and I'm curious how this relates to that and if there is any connection in your mind. Or if that's just a thing that doesn't really...
No, it's definitely related.
Okay.
So, because of the microbiome's impact on brain chemical.
Yeah, that makes sense. So that's a good, concise answer. And then the other one that I keep...
Because
I don't want to take your time on that, but I'm curious. Like, I think we can expand upon it maybe another time, but it's probably its own discussion, right?
Yep.
For sure. And then the other one that I keep seeing, which, you know... I understand how when I'm submitting my biome test, that it's a fecal-based test. And I keep seeing information around how fecal transplants are impacting. Is that tied to this sort of understanding that we've developed over the last 5 years? What is that application? I'm just kind of curious.
It's called an FMT, fecal microbial transplant, abbreviated FMT. It actually started about 800 years ago in China. With something called yellow soup.
Oh my God!
Which was drinking diluted soup of feces. So in the United States currently, it's approved for use by the FDA for treating a very life threatening GI infection called C. difficile.
Okay.
Which is life threatening, and antibiotics don't usually work. So either through a rectal implant of a screened donor's stool, or they actually now have frozen capsules of donor stools that you can swallow.
Wow. Okay.
Three courses of treatment is effective in 94% of the time.
Wow, amazing! It blows my mind that this was something that went back as far as what you just described, though. With that.
Now doctors are using it, and people are using it themselves. For a whole various other kind of diseases, whether it's ulcerative colitis or irritable bowel disease or autism, a study done on autism about 20 people that showed effectiveness. But I think the key is for your listeners is that's just showing the power of manipulating the microbiome.
Right.
So, exactly. A simpler way, if they don't have a life-threatening illness like that, would be through food choices.
Dr. Barry, I really want to thank you. This has been super enlightening. I have so many other questions I could probably ask and chew up a lot of your time, but this has been super insightful and exciting. I'm going to wrap with one final thing, which is I usually put my guests on the spot at the end. And when we have really interesting guests that appear on Automate and Grow, I actually ask you if you can nominate someone that you would introduce us to that you think should also appear on Automate and Grow. We usually talk to someone in one of two areas. Entrepreneurs are experts in the area of innovation, or obviously more on the lines of marketing and sales or support of a business. So, and usually your first answer is the best answer.
I know a great marketing person.
Oh.
Mastin Kipp.
Mastin Kipp.
Right. So very knowledgeable about the current world of digital marketing and influencing and all these social media ways, which, you know, for me, as one can imagine, my business background, we didn't have a lot of social media.
Right.
So this is all new to me. I'm just in the thick of it now, and Matson's been a great person to help me understand it. So,
amazing.
Put you guys in touch.
Thank you very much. We will accept that nomination. And Mastin, you've been nominated, so we'll get that introduction and schedule some time with you. Dr. Berry, I want to thank you very much. This has been super insightful. I really appreciate the time you spent with me.
I enjoyed it. And the key part is for your listeners to make some choices that they can improve their health today and tomorrow.
Terrific. Thank you very much. This has been episode 22 of Automate and Grow, and we look forward to talking to people on episode 23.
Great. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
This has been an episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. Check out other episodes for interesting topics on how to grow, innovate, and automate your business. Subscribe or like us on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, or on our website at www.automategrow.biz. And get your copy of the book Automate and Grow at Amazon today.